Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Joe List about a half hour from now. Joe's the Funny Bone starting tomorrow night, yeah? Thursday through Saturday?
I think he's Friday, Saturday.
Oh, he's only Friday, Saturday. Anything happening tomorrow? I don't know.
I'm not aware.
Oh, you're not there, so that's all that matters.
I think Richard might be hosting for Joe List.
Okay. FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Yeah, he's just Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
All right, buddy, Tampa Tim served, apparently. As he mentions, much like the infantry qualification requires, listen to this, an annual 16-mile road march, all with full battle gear, 70-pound rucksack and weapon, and needs to be completed in 2 hours. That's 8 miles an hour with 70 pounds of gear and a weapon.
That's nuts.
That's more than a jog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, oh my God. Yeah, yeah. Ruck that.
And I'm guessing you don't get comfy running shoes with that. You get standard boots. Issue boots.
I think they're a little more comfortable than they used to be. Yeah.
Still.
Doesn't
still
matter.
Boots.
It's still boots. You got to wear them in first, too, right? Yeah, that's, well, that's why you don't, well, that's also something you do when you're 22, but still, that's still tough as hell.
Puss that is sounds the, like a two-day 18, trip.
18 to 18.
In this room, Puss is the fitness freak, so I'd like to see him try that.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
No.
No, I mean, you see that's... guys that will don like the weighted vest or something to work out and stuff, and even I think that's crazy.
Right.
Well, 16 miles carrying all that stuff, I'd be like, oh, cool, where's the tent?
Yep.
We're going to stop halfway. And
you know what's tougher, though, than 16 miles?
500. I would walk 500 miles and
I mean, when we go into the backcountry to camp, I maybe have 30, 40 pounds of gear on my back, not 70.
I walk 4 or 5 miles just with, you know, a bottle of water in my pocket. So I'm not going to put all that gear and walk 16 miles.
And I just thought you were happy to see me.
That's right, yeah. And a cell phone and a bottle of water. So that's heavy enough right there.
You don't next wear time a camelback?
I go back after camping. No. I'm going to call Tampa Tim, and he can be my mule.
Yes.
He can carry like
I thought for some other reasons.
No,
it's different than Puss's mule.
No, he can carry.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I'll give him 70 pounds of vodka and beer to
if
carry. Puss
has to be his mule. Start running, man.
Todd's ass, if you will.
Right. Well, yeah. Thanks for fighting. That's a tough gig, man.
Further proof that none of us could have been in the military.
I didn't want to be in the
military.
No, I didn't. That was not even on my radar.
Even if you could have gotten past the problem with authority, then there's the physical requirements.
Well, let's go with that. Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah, I would have been running into brick walls constantly.
Right.
Been like, you suck. Like, this sucks. It's heavy. What's happening?
Right.
I'm a pussy, and you're yelling a lot.
Yeah. No, our skill set is not compatible with that.
Oh, did you see that Mike Tomlin with the Steelers got a new deal keeping him around through 2024?
Yeah, good for him. They don't fire coaches there. Wow, he's good. He not one losing season.
They let that guy go. He's unemployed for about 5 minutes.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I'm hoping he just wants to stay coaching. He could be a TV guy easily, eventually.
I just saw
he's only 49. He's been coaching for 15 years.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, he was really young when he started.
Yep.
They hired him in 07.
Yep. They've had I heard Greenberg yesterday, because he's a Jet fan, still lamenting the fact that the Steelers have had three coaches since 1969. The Jets have had three coaches since 2018. I love that stat, because Greenberg's just pissed off. Jesus Christ.
Well, if you're a coach, that's the best place to work, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one else
has the longevity that Steelers coaches have.
No, they let them all quit on their own. I mean, Noel was – they were an average team when Noel quit, but yeah, he ended up leaving, and Cowler obviously left on his own too. They got a great organization. That helps win games too.
That's huge.
Yeah, because you can be a good coach and still have a bad organization and end up sucking, you know.
It's like Belichick in Cleveland.
Right.
Well, who was coaching the Vikings in 07 when they had a chance to promote him? Because he was D coordinator for the Vikings before he took the Steelers job.
Was it Denny Green?
You had your shot at hiring him, and the Chiefs had the shot at hiring Cowher.
Might have been Childress.
Yeah.
Childress.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
How'd that work out?
Well, Tomlin went on to win a Super Bowl. And,
two.
We don't know what happened to Childress.
Yeah.
He was like an offensive assistant analyst or something for the
something
Chiefs
like that.
Recently.
Yeah, he's not a head coach anymore.
No. If nothing else than for his press conferences, I'm glad that they keep Tomlin around.
He's great. He is funny in the press conferences, you know.
Vikings also had another.
We sucked today.
Oh, the one from this last year when somebody asked, well, what do you say to your receivers who keep dropping the ball? Catch the ball or we will find someone who will.
that was one of my favorites, too.
That sounds like a direct quote.
Yeah, it was.
Exactly what he would say to the
right. And it was a Zoom one, too, so he looked right into the camera and got that wide-eyed stare. I am not joking.
I just saw a screenshot on Twitter of The Dark Knight Rises where Ben Roethlisberger was like wearing a football uniform on the sidelines. I'd never realized that happened. Is that real?
I've never seen The Dark Knight, and I remember when they filmed it. They filmed it at PNC, and the Steelers are in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so they filmed it at that stadium.
But I've never seen the movie myself
at
either.
Hines.
And that's how I don't want to watch those movies so much that I didn't even watch it. my team was featured in it. Whatever.
They were in it for a few seconds.
I know,
nobody had any lines or anything.
What I meant, they filmed it there. I still didn't want to watch the movie, you know. I don't like those Batman things, but that's okay if you do.
Vikings also had a defensive coordinator named Tony Dungy.
Yeah, he was good too.
But I think he was Denny Green's.
Yeah.
So you're gonna keep Denny Green. I understand that.
My favorite Tomlin story is Dad and I in the elevator in Kansas City, and we're there to see the Steelers, and we happen to be in the same hotel the Steelers are staying in. Just randomly, I picked a hotel, and they were staying there. And the day of the game, Sunday morning, my dad and I were heading out to the game, and we were in head-to-toe black and gold, and my dad had this big fuzzy wig on thing. It was a visor, but had gold and black hair sticking out of the visor. You've seen those?
Mm-hmm.
So he's got that on.
Like Guy Fieri hair?
Yes. Yeah. He has that on. You know, I'm just all in gear. And the elevator opens, and Tomlin gets in, and the door closes. And it's us three. And I go to my dad. I look at my dad. It was like, well, we both realized it was Mike Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were just staying in the same hotel. He just happened to be going down to breakfast the same time we're heading out to the game. And, I don't want to say anything, but we look like morons.
Yeah, I'm surprised he even got on the elevator.
Well, that's what was so cool about it. He didn't have an assistant with him or anything. He just walked down from his hotel room, hopped in the elevator, because I saw the team eating breakfast, and Dad and I were down there eating breakfast. I saw him walking around the corner. I saw Roethlisberger and stuff. But they had a different area they all sat at. No, they were nowhere near the fans. So my dad finally speaks up. Mr. Tomlin, can I shake your hand? And he shakes my dad's hand. He's got this big fuzzy black and gold wig on. And he asked where we're from. When I say where I'm originally from. But he was really cool. It was really cool.
He was afraid. He didn't know what Ed was capable of if he said no.
Exactly.
The safe option is just to comply.
It's funny to me they just like eat the hotel breakfast before a game. You think they'd have
that
like,
would, I'm
some
I'm telling you, Nick,
date it, with their I, nutritionist.
Well, they went to a separate room, but it was a marked off area where they all come down off the elevator and just walked. It was like a police tape line that went to a separate area, the dining area, and that's where all the Steelers went. So I never seen, you know, I've never been in a hotel.
That
like
is
that.
The key to victory, though, yeah. is a good continental breakfast.
Yeah,
exactly. Big line at the waffle maker.
Here's the problem yeah. with that. I eat that kind of stuff too when I'm on a road trip, but I end up having to poop like crazy because I'm drinking the night before. I keep forgetting. Oh, those guys aren't hungover right now.
No.
They're eating breakfast and feeling good. I forgot about
they
that.
They don't need the grease.
Exactly.
Well, most of them aren't hungover.
Oh, some of them might
there
be.
Might be one guy in
yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a couple.
Yeah, if you're on a road trip, you're on a road trip. Right.
Just putting all those watery hotel eggs football. On top of all the football. Booze you had the night before.
Exactly.
Tampa Tim has gotten back to us. Yeah. Well, me specifically. Todd, that was 30 years ago. I can barely walk to my truck in my driveway now. Be your own damn mule. So apparently he's not walking 16 miles with a 70-pound rucksack on his back anymore.
No.
That sounds like a good workout, Bush.
It does.
I know you're up for a challenge.
Yeah. Running is dumb. Especially weighted down.
Yeah, your knees are shot down.
Hell no.
You know what's walk. A you know it's a better workout than 16 miles, Nick?
Oh, 500. 500
miles an hour. Oh, yeah. It's about 40 times better. Yeah. Not quite. But better.
What else is new, Craig?
Got a better beat.
That's impressive if you're close, Todd. Yeah. That's tough math. Yeah.
just if you're close, nobody's gonna look into it.
I can't work it out in my head.
That's like saying if you're right, that's pretty impressive.
I had a calculator on my phone, but
he was quick and confident. He might be right.
Yeah, I don't even care.
Could be. We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
That was close, but not spot on.
The mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, is issuing a blanket pardon for 30 years of misdemeanor marijuana offenses.
Good for him, man.
The effort is part of the city's Pardons for Progress program and will affect more than 15,000 people with closed marijuana possession cases. The mayor there made the announcement saying it's a strong start, but our work is far from done.
The mayor must be a lefty, is he?
I don't specifically know. Marijuana possession is still illegal in Alabama. That has not changed.
It's Alabama. Of course it's going to be. They're like Nebraska.
Why would they put the 30-year cap on it?
Yeah. What if a guy's been busted 31 years ago? He's a bad dude?
It may not have been a law 31 years ago.
Oh, that's true.
It was 31 years ago.
All of the major cities in the South are purple.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
Atlanta.
Of course they are.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Right. I read this big article yesterday from Politico that pissed me off because, of course, they didn't do their study. They talked about somebody running for president in this state. It was Sass. And it says Deep Red Nebraska. I said,
look at the metro areas.
This is Politico. That means it came out of a website based in D.C. saying how Deep Red Nebraska. I said, no. I said, Biden won. Biden won.
Yeah, statewide, there's no chance.
Right, but they didn't even put that caveat in there. Biden won Omaha, won the district, won the actual vote, and he also won Lincoln. Although the vote in Lincoln didn't win that because the whole section is all red.
Yeah, it's a bigger district.
Except for Lincoln.
They're included with a bunch of rural areas.
Right.
Omaha is pretty much its own district.
And that was Politico. I'm thinking, God, you guys couldn't get that right? But that was just a typical flyover country article, you know? That's all it was.
Yeah, sometimes Politico is marginal.
I know that.
In a general sense.
I understand that, but isn't that something you just investigate?
Yeah.
You know?
How lucky are we going to be to have two people running for president?
Oh, that's right. The article said this, Nick, that whoever runs to the far right, whoever just sucks enough Trump ass, will beat everybody else.
Yeah, so it'll beat DeSantis.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless the original gets back in.
Oh, yeah. He ain't looking that good. I mean, he never looked good. That's kind of a lame ass thing to say about it. I've seen it. He ain't looking that good. When did he look good? 1980, maybe 80, 90. I mean, I get that, but in the past 5 years, when did that dude look good?
He looked decent in Home Alone too.
Okay, yeah, that was 91.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, it looks like Aaron Rodgers helped out Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, a lot of football fans watched it too, I'm sure.
Ratings jumped 14% with him there. He did that much better than Dr. Oz, but not as good as Ken Jennings.
Oh.
I say Ken Jennings is not fair because it was right after Alex.
Mm-hmm. He was the first
one. And it didn't matter who was there.
Yeah, I refused to watch it since Alex left.
Nothing sadder than a Ken Jennings ratings win.
That's true.
Yeah. No, you were confessed to watching reruns a couple weeks ago.
It was on for a second, and I realized I don't watch reruns. I don't know the answer.
No, you already know all that stuff.
I don't know the answer.
No, I don't. I've completely forgotten by the time it hits reruns. It's like I might remember one of the contestants. And yeah, I saw all the questions, but I didn't retain any of the answers.
Does Wheel of Fortune ever show reruns?
I don't know.
Jeopardy just does the reruns on the weekend here. Oh, well, then there's a break between seasons.
What is taint?
3 months of reruns then. But I don't know about Wheel.
It seems like it'd be easier to remember those puzzles than all the answers to those trivia questions.
It probably would be if you're watching reruns of Wheel of Fortune. Well, if it's new to you, it's new to you. You know, that's what I always say about UFC fights. I don't really know who wins these fights. So when they run rerun UFC fights, I'll leave it on, and I don't know who won.
Yeah, that's what's nice about being high-watching movies.
It could be 2 years ago. I go, I don't know. Yeah, I'll get high-watch. You forgot them?
Well, yeah, you know you like it, but you don't remember what happened. It's like, great. It's like watching it for the first time again.
Oh, no. For other people in the house, if you binge-watch something when you are somehow impaired,
yep,
and then you don't remember it, and you have to binge watch it again. And then you don't remember it, and you have to binge watch it again. And about the third or fourth time through binge watching, the rest of the house wants to freaking strangle you. God, sober up.
I get the feeling you're not the impaired one here, Craig.
No, he's not.
There have been times.
Nick, I've done that.
You've got to start taking notes at that point.
I've done that where I've watched a movie. I started watching the movie. I said, this is pretty good, but it looks familiar. I was like, oh, it looks familiar. And I'm thinking, and I keep watching it, and the whole movie keeps staying familiar until the end. I go, oh, I saw that. And that drives me crazy because, I mean, that could be a 20, 30-year-old movie that I've seen, and I might have been buzzed. I might have forgot about it, but I keep going, well, this looks familiar. Oh, this looks familiar. Oh, I watched that, and it's over.
Sometimes,
that pisses me off more than anything, you know?
I am them.
That's what I mean. For me, it was,
You got to start taking notes if you got to binge watch something three times.
Fire up the Shameless that we're binge watching now, and they'll play the recap. I say, I don't remember that.
Right.
Go back another episode, watch the recap. I don't remember any of that. And then finally, about three episodes back, because I finally defeated that word. You know, it keeps running to the next episode.
Right.
Yeah.
My favorite thing we all have done this is you watch your favorite team play football, and you react to the same touchdown twice because they're running a rerun, and you're forgetting. Especially at a party, you're drinking, hanging around. Yeah. Oh my God! He's going down the touchdown. Oh, it's the same run. Sorry.
Well, and it's amped up if they happen to be replaying a Super Bowl that your team was in.
Yeah, but then you should know. I'm talking about a live game. I watched a live game before and cheered the same run twice because I'm a drinking.
Oh, like that. Okay.
That's what I mean. No, a live game. You're watching it and something happens. You go, yeah. Then you talk to somebody else, turn around. Oh, another great run. Oh, that's a replay of just a run I watched.
See, I've known damn well that I was watching a replay of like a Super Bowl from 10 years ago.
Amped up,
and I still go, yeah, score. And then you realize you're an idiot.
Yeah. And then Craig yells to you, sober up. How many times?
But it seems to at least four.
Is it one movie
binges,
or is it one? The whole?
No, a series. Oh.
So you have to watch the same episode three, four times?
I don't watch any of it.
It's not him. It's somebody in the house, he said.
I don't watch any of it. Yeah. I can guarantee I do not watch any of it.
But you hear it.
And
you know what's going on.
Not only that. Yeah. At least the third, maybe fourth time through, they said, oh, I didn't realize this major plot thing in the very first freaking episode of the series that I don't even watch and I knew.
Preach, man.
Then what do you yell?
Keep going.
God.
Then you yell, sober up.
Back to Jeopardy. For Now, this is something Tyler might have known.
He's a little more
pop culture celebrity versed than a lot of us. But there was a question that came up. My dad told me about this guy. He used to be on a game called Hollywood Squares.
Yep.
And his name was Charlie Weaver.
Oh, I remember Charlie Weaver,
And he'd do little quippy things.
Big Civil War guy, too.
Hollywood Squares.
Huge Civil War guy.
And he's the grandfather of some celebrities. Do you know who they are?
The Olsen twins.
No.
I don't. But the weird, the caveat I know about Charlie Weaver, he's got a, they used to have a museum at Gettysburg named after him. He was a huge Civil War freak.
Knowledgeable about the Civil War.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. Are the last names Weavers?
No.
Okay, no idea.
He is the grandfather of David, Patricia, and Rosanna Arquette.
I wouldn't have known that.
I didn't know that either.
I don't know that, but, yeah.
That's why you watch Jeopardy, kids, so you can learn important stuff like that.
Or not.
Oh, Charlie Weaver was not his real name.
No.
Oh.
He's an imposter.
He might have been an Arquette.
Clifford Charles Arquette. That would have been a bigger tell.
Yeah.
It's like, Arquette, that name will never work in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Whoops.
All right. God, that's an old reference. Charlie Weaver? Our boss is going to love that one. Because unfortunately, he'll know it.
Right. Well, my dad told me about it. And
your
somebody
dad
else
told
out there. Their dad might have told him
about
it.
Their dad told about Charlie Weaver. All right. So, Craig, what did we do that last break? Let's redo that break again.
No. Some people might have missed it.
Sober up!
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.